Tell us about the radio transmissions. When they first started coming in, what did you hear? What was the chatter?
The night started off, it was, you know, it was a slow night because it was around the holidays, Christmas time, and we were doing stuff on the radio we shouldn't have been doing, goofing off and stuff, and then the controller come across and broke in and dispatched Jimmy Pennington and
and Burroughs, I guess.
And Kabansack was with him to rendezvous with Burroughs to investigate a possible downed aircraft out, the east gate of Woodbridge. And, basically UFO type of deal. And Jim Pennington came back and was like, is this for real or is this a joke? And then the controller got real serious. He said, no, break. This is the real deal. No unnecessary radio transmissions this time. And then, they went and dispatched, Pennington with Kabansack and Burroughs to the east gate to go off base and investigate.
How long did it take Pennington to get there, Paul, in terms of before the next radio transmission?
It was a couple minutes, nothing,
That's all. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As he was approaching, we just talked with him, but I want to get your views and your thoughts on this. What did you hear coming from the Pennington group?
Well, when they got dispatched off base, you could hear when they were doing radio transmissions, you could hear, in the background, you could hear, them talking about the animals acting all crazy and, like they were upset, disturbed, and, it was really weird, and they were seeing lights. An object, and they would get close to it and move, and, to the point where they were up on it. The radio transmissions themselves started getting interrupted, and one of our flight sergeants was out there, flight chief, got to the point where he was having to relay Pennington and Kabansack's transmissions to the controller to, let him know pretty much what was going on.
Now, this happened in 1980, so they were well aware of UFOs. Did they use those words at all when they came up to the craft, Pennington and Burroughs?
Well, they were initially sent. It was for unidentified flying object.
Okay, so when Pennington came on, and when I talk in terms of Pennington, it's he and his group. When they came on to the scene and they could physically see this thing, what did they say? It looks like a plane, or this looks like it's out of this world. What did they say, Paul?
Oh, they didn't know what it was. I mean, it was nothing. It wasn't an aircraft for sure. Something. Pretty much something they'd never seen before.
Could you sense an air of excitement or any feelings of being scared from their voices?
I don't want to say scared. Puzzlement, maybe. I mean, and like I said, everything was quiet. Nobody else was, trying to cut in on any of the transmissions. I sat there and it was like, kind of amazed what I was listening to.
Oh, sure. As they were walking around the craft, were they radioing back to you guys what they were seeing?
Yeah, they were, well, at that point, they were having problems with the radios and they were pretty much, transmitting through the flight sergeant. He was acting like a go-between, a repeater. What they were seeing, lights. The animals were getting, crazy. It was acting really weird. And again, like I said, it kept moving away from them, and they got to the point where they started coming back, and it was in front of them again. And then, at that point, I think is when Jim approached it and got close enough to touch it.
When it finally took off, Paul, did they describe over the radio?
It was just
this
gone.
Thing it was
like,
leaving.
Snap of a finger and it was gone.
And they seemed like they were amazed.
Oh yeah, it was. The thing was moving like nothing we'd ever seen.
After the fact, what did you folks talk about?
As far as talking to them guys.
Yeah, or chatter amongst each other.
Oh. It was like they were sort of out of pocket for a couple of days because, they were pulled in for, debrief, investigation, whatever you want to call it. And, they were pretty much, put into the point where, it was a shut up. They couldn't talk about it. They were clammed up and, really couldn't talk about anything.
Were there rumors circulating on the base? Was there, an underlying, something going on behind the scenes? What did it feel like, Paul?
Well, it felt kind of weird because when this stuff got out, and I didn't mention this to you the other night when we talked, but it was like our flight itself was we were a bunch of whack jobs.
That, really?
We were the redheaded stepchildren, so it happened again, a night or two later. Then it was okay, now we were off the hook, and, somebody else has seen this thing.
Then this was getting pretty darn serious, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Did you come up with your own theories, Paul, on what the heck this thing could have been?
Listening to them guys, it's something we don't have. I mean, like I said, Jim's been around a while. I went to tech school with Cab. Cab was, Kabansack was a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
And like I said, they'd seen something that we didn't know what it was.
Are you convinced they saw something, it wasn't a joke or a hoax?
Absolutely. I believe that for a fact.